we started and we went through a number of stages, like a lot of projects do. We started with a small donation. We were trying to build up and get into a system where we could be self-sustaining, because we wanted to actually have the ability to move faster. We wanted to build a better project for our community. And the way we wanted to do that was we wanted to bring full-time developers into the project. And as of 2022, we've been successful. We have 2 full-time developers working on the KiCad project. We have 8 other core developers who are all contributing, and hundreds of people around the world who we are able to successfully fund to help work on the project. Icon designers, documentation, librarians, all of the people that it takes to make a large open source project work is sustained by our donations, by our community. And I want to tell you a little bit about how this came to be, because this wasn't obvious and it wasn't immediate and it wasn't just putting up a single page. So initially, our first donation page looked like this, and you can see I've kind of squished it down, right? And so I could see the whole page. But if you looked at it on your web browser, you would see the top little picture. And you had to go all the way down to get to your donations. Now, quick, I would like someone in the room to donate 120 Swiss francs to the KiCad project. Yeah, okay. The question was, for each user who went in there, who didn't happen to use Swiss franc as their base currency, how much is going to show up on my credit card bill if I decide to support the project? How do I know that this is going to actually support the project? All of these initial pain points in our first generation of a donation page were there because we picked what was available, the projects that were supporting us. We were initially working through the CERN Open Society Foundation, and they provided this, but they worked in Swiss francs because they're CERN. And our users, maybe not so much. We were initially seeing very few donations from this site. So I'm going to tell you how we fixed it. Six ways, or 6 steps. So the first thing that we need to do is we need to identify who our users are, because this drives every single choice we make in design. Who is going to be the person who we're talking to? And then never interrupt the experience that your community has, your donors have, because the moment that you interrupt their experience is the moment that they have better things to do. You always want to respect their time. Then shorten that click path. Make sure that you're not setting yourself up for failure by putting intermediate steps that you don't have to have. Every time that you have to click on another link, you are going to lose more and more of your community before they get to that final point where they can actually come in to the larger community. Donations in-house. There are a lot of places that will actually set up donations. I'm going to tell you, you need to do that yourself. Then test every single step. And finally, build your community, because this is the basic raison d'etre that we have as open source developers, is we are a community. We're stronger as a community, and this should be focused as the primary reason for each element in our donations. So first, who is your customer? Who is the user base that you are trying to support? For KiCad, well, we were a bunch of engineers. We were a bunch of designers, circuit designers, and those were the professionals who were building those circuits were our audience. So we needed to set up the system to reflect that. Your designers should, or your customers are also this in this space who you're focusing on. And it's not just what you do for a living, it's where you are in the world. And what language do you speak natively? What are you most comfortable in? Because once you can make your audience comfortable, your community more comfortable, then that is a time in which your community becomes stronger, becomes more tightly bound together. And so for us, we need to identify where we are.